Have you ever heard of nightshades? What are they, right? Most people with autoimmune disease hear of nightshades as something to avoid. Here's the thing. Nightshades are just a group of fruits and vegetables in a particular family of plants. There are lots of rumors about whether or not these shady garden growers are good or bad for you. And today, we're getting to the root of that rumor.
Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Welcome, friends. If this is your first time listening, I'm Audrey Christie. I'm a functional and integrative nurse nutritionist and energy medicine practitioner. I help women stop chasing symptoms, find relief, and ultimately learn how to heal their bodies from autoimmune disease. In recent years, nightshades have gained full villain status, right? Especially in the autoimmune community. And it's not without reason, really, just maybe not a good one. There are some really, really famous nutrition-focused physicians that have heavily marketed that if you have symptoms, inflammation, autoimmune disease, then you should stay away from nightshades completely forever. I get it. They seem like they are on our side, touting the benefits of nutrition, changing your life and healing your body. And that part is absolutely true. But the catch for them is that you have to give up all of these food categories forever. And that part isn't fully true. Not exactly, anyways. Other popular fad diets have villainized them over and over and over again as inflammatory, maybe not prehistoric enough, if you get my drift, or even poisonous to our human suits. Most of the time, I hear people giving up nightshades, and often they get a temporary relief, and then the symptoms come back without adding the nightshades back in. So, friends, are nightshades autoimmune villains? I got news. I'm here to change that reputation. So I absolutely adore getting feedback from you. Ratings and reviews on your favorite podcast provider, comments and messages on social, and feedbacks from my clients in my one-on-one and group programs. It helps me to help more people. Sometimes I get the best stories, right? So I want to share this one with you. We're going to call her Miss T. She had given up everything. She was essentially eating what might commercially be called a paleo, grain-free sort of diet, heavy on veggies, heavy on meat, no grains, no dairy, no nightshades, right? Because those are the devil. And her symptoms kept leaving and coming back. So why do you think that is? What it ended up being is that her root causes had not been addressed. And when she went to her practitioner, she kept getting accused of just not eating clean enough. Right? So instead of removing yet another food group, we did some food allergy testing to see exactly what was coming up for her. Now, you've probably heard me say that food allergy testing is not my favorite way to go, but she had already been through rigorous amounts of the elimination trial type testing, right? Lo and behold, all that we found on her food allergy and food sensitivity testing was food allergies to plants. This is a huge indicator that there are some major, major gut issues going on. So if we fast forward to the end of her treatment plan after she was done working with me, symptoms of her autoimmune disease were completely gone. So we're talking joint pain, sleeplessness, hormone issues, right? We worked on stress, gut health, energetic well-being, which sounds super simple, right? And it is pretty simple, to be frank. But guess what? She is back to eating nightshades again, symptom-free. So which fruits and veggies fall into this nightshade category? Well, the first one you might think of is tomatoes. Tomatoes are really good for you. You get plenty of vitamin A, plenty of vitamin C, plus lycopene, which is a cancer-fighting antioxidant, right? It helps to reduce inflammation markers and actually lowers your risk for, like I said, cancer and all sorts of other health issues. Another nightshade is eggplant. Eggplants have loads of fiber, right? They keep things moving, if you know what I mean, and they contribute to a healthy heart. Potatoes is probably the most villainized plant on the planet at this point, right? But potatoes are actually really nutritious. They have lots of potassium, manganese, vitamin B6. And so the skin should be on, of course, to get most of those potato benefits. All you have to do is scrub it really, really well. Another nightshade that many consider are peppers, right? Peppers are so full of vitamin C. In fact, they have more vitamin C than oranges, and they can help you better absorb iron. So if you're anemic, peppers are a go-to nightshade. In the case of chili peppers or some of the hotter varieties, the capsaicin that they have actually helps to reduce heartburn, which can be kind of ironic if you think about it, right? So that leads us to the question, if there are all these good, nutritious, healthy foods, are they actually a problem, right? Because all these rumors, they would tell us that they are. Most of the rumors that we hear around nightshades actually have to do with causing inflammation. And now, everyone is different, of course. That darn bio-individuality makes it so that everything we're talking about here today is not necessarily a hard and fast rule. We're talking about generalities, the majority of the autoimmune population. So nightshades contain something called alkaloids. And alkaloids can actually affect people with different conditions a little bit differently. And the same goes for another compound that most nightshades contain called solanine. That can actually serve to irritate arthritis pain, cause inflammation. But the way it does it, the pathway of that, if you will, is through aggravation of an already leaky gut. So leaky gut sufferers often find that eating these foods cause them more gastrointestinal distress initially. So more tummy problems, more digestive problems, if you will. And then a few days later, they have more arthritis pain, more inflammation, more stuff going on, more flare in their autoimmune disease. So if you're suffering from an autoimmune disease, guess what? You for sure have leaky gut, for sure. So that means that anyone suffering from a minor leaky gut and gut-associated symptoms all the way to those with major autoimmune diseases, with inflammatory bowel disease, may need to stop eating nightshades for a very short period of time while you are, guess what, healing that gut. Most of the data that is available points the finger at nightshades, and the studies that show removing nightshades help point to temporarily removing them. There's no good evidence that getting rid of peppers, tomatoes, eggplant, all the other nightshades, potatoes forever helps your human suit, okay? So if you've been diagnosed with autoimmune disease and you're wondering, one, can I eat nightshades? And two, can I safely eat them without consequence? The short answer is yes. If you've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder or IBD, then I suggest trialing avoiding nightshades to test and see if they're aggravating your human suit. Either way, it's a good sign that you have leaky gut issues. That should be the focus. So you might have to temporarily substitute potatoes for sweet potatoes, use pesto rather than tomato sauce, eat citrus fruits instead of peppers, and fill your plate with leafy greens while you're healing. Once your gut is healed and your symptoms are subsided, now that doesn't mean you can go back to having, you know, beer and wings and pizza every night for dinner. That's going to lead you back to leaky gut. But what it does mean is once your gut is healed and your symptoms are subsided, then you can eat these nightshade foods to get the important vitamins and minerals and fiber that this whole category of food contains. Because eliminating them forever is only a temporary solution, okay? I'll say that again. Eliminating nightshades forever is only a temporary solution. The relief won't last. You'll find yourself with your symptoms back, maybe even worse, and wondering what in the world is left for you to eliminate from your diet. So when you're actually adding them back to your diet, lower the alkaloid content in nightshades by doing a few things, right? Avoid green tomatoes. Make sure you peel your potatoes. Cook everything thoroughly before consuming, and then slowly start to add them back in other forms as part of your bountiful and diverse diet. So if you're struggling with autoimmune disease, if you're struggling with digestive issues, if you're struggling with whether or not you can eat nightshades, then I've got some steps that you can take right away. I've created a free resource for you called Kickstart Your Autoimmune Revolution, and it's steps to begin healing your autoimmune disease right away. There are 5 simple and sustainable steps that you can take right now. They are the very first steps to leaving behind that autoimmune warrior status and becoming an autoimmune conqueror. You can download it on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/124, or it always lives at audreychristie.com/autoimmune. To wrap this up, nightshades are not the devil, okay? They're not villains and they're not the enemy. It's important to get the rich vitamins and minerals and fiber that the nightshade category of food contains. So take the steps to find out the root cause of the trouble you're having and heal it so you can start your very own autoimmune revolution. Forget being an autoimmune warrior, right? No more fighting. Conquer your autoimmune disease. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a second, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a rating or review. That helps me help more people start an autoimmune revolution of their own. I would be oh so grateful. I hope you've had the most magical and restful day, and I challenge you to leave your world however you can a little bit better than how you found it when you got up this morning. Be well.